New day, continued training. Here, I see that you're already dressed. Come here. Let me inspect you. I need to make sure your robe is tied correctly. Arms down by your side. Release the tension in your shoulder. You did an acceptable job. You will get better the more you do it. As you will be with me all day, and the king and queen will not be seeing you, I'm not too worried about your robe's tie not being completely perfect. Besides, you won't be keeping it on for long today anyway. I have to teach you the basic of what those you will be serving enjoy. Come along. Yesterday, you did very well during your response training. It's good to see that you are naturally submissive. I will still need to put you through some basic sub-training, but I have a feeling you will excel at that. The area I'm more worried about for you is being dominant. Despite being a servant, sometimes people requesting your services, well, they'll want you to take control. You must understand that this is merely a fantasy and you are obviously not in control of the situation. They like the fantasy of submitting to someone, usually lower in status than them, such as a servant like yourself, but as soon as they are finished, they let go back to bossing you around. Your services being requested as a dominant will be the closest thing you will ever get to having autonomy over yourself again. It can be freeing for the nobility to give up control for a certain amount of time and just obey orders. I get the irony considering our situation, but it's not like we can disobey them. I don't want to get punished, and I don't want to have to punish you. Although, I wouldn't mind having you bent over my knee with tears streaming down your face. On today's training list, there are two things. One of them is for your submissive training with me as your dominant, just like last time. Your other task will have you be in control and me being your submissive, the exact opposite. I'm going to create a scene for you, and then you are going to recreate it with me. It doesn't have to be exact because, well, that seems impossible, but it needs to be the same general idea. It will not be something intense since this will be your first time in a switch position in this house. So, go ahead and disrobe for me. I'm going to teach you how to properly spank someone. Yeah, just like that. Now bend over the table for me. Good. So, spanking the nobles is different from me spanking you. For the nobility, it is something fun to do. It's something that pushes them out of their comfort zone. Yes, it may hurt, but it's not for the same reason you or I would get spanked. When I spank a servant such as you, my goal is to make you hurt. This is to drive home a lesson because you broke a rule or you displeased the king or maybe the queen or something along those lines. You get it. When spanking a superior, it hurts, but it's for no reason other than for them to get turned on. Did you feel the difference? I'll do it again. Ready? See? Since you are not in a position such as head of staff or someone in charge of a lot of people, the scene I am going to provide you with is one for nobility and nobility only. You will not have to worry about disciplining any servants anytime soon. You are the newest one after all. So what is going to happen is, I am going to spank you, and I'm going to treat you like I was playing with a noble person. Then you will switch and do the exact same thing to me. These will be bare-handed spanks because I want you to get used to the motion and the amount of force behind each spank before I give you an implement such as a paddle or, I don't know, a riding crop. Does that make sense? Are you ready to start? Great, let's begin. You are so eager for me that you are already bent over and waiting. I didn't realize that you wanted to be treated as such. Someone of rank such as yours, willingly giving it up and submitting to a servant? That's just perverted. What would the king and queen say if they saw you in this position? Completely at the mercy of their head of staff. Count for me. Every time I don't hear a number come out of your mouth, then it simply doesn't count. Making that much noise from just one little hit? You You've never been put in your place, have you? Just some spoiled noble who never had to do anything for themselves. People like you make us servants so mad. We wait on you hand and foot and get treated like this as punishment. And you ask for this kind of treatment. Worse, you want this kind of treatment. Being of noble blood doesn't mean anything when you moan like a whore as soon as someone spanks your ass. I punish servants like this every single day, and they always end up in tears begging for forgiveness and telling me they learned their lesson. But you just keep counting and asking for more. More of a whore than a noble, huh? Maybe you should be the one taking orders and waiting on me hand and foot. Though you would probably just get turned on from it. If you're feeling this good from just my bare hand, imagine what would happen if I took out one of my tools I used to punish the real servants. Could your delicate skin handle that? I think you would bruise like a peach just from one or two hits. You demand respect. But what, to be treated like this to get yourself off? That's depraved, even for a noble. Us servants are treated like this every day without a second thought. But you want this. Maybe you should have been born a servant. You were born to the wrong lot in life, and it's time for you to learn your actual place beneath me. And that's a basic scene with the noble when they want to be submissive. Do you want to switch places and take your turn? Good. Now put your robe back on. The dichotomy between a naked submissive and a clothed dominant reinforces that you are in control and that you have all the power. I have so little power, I'm not even allowed to cover myself. And you have so much power that you don't even have to take off anything to discipline me. It's kind of like a play on status. So, I'm going to bend over the table now, and then I will say begin. Don't forget to make me count the spanks out loud. And yeah, that's really the most important part of the scene. Alright, from now on, you are my dominant, and I'm your submissive. Begin. Don't just go for a spank right away. You need to... I'm sorry. You're right. My mistake. I'm sorry. You know what's best for me. Yeah. One. Two. Three. Four. Five. Thank you. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. Ten. 11. 12. 13. Thank you so much. 14. 15. 16. 18. 19. 20. 21. 22. 23. 24. 25. Thank you. 26. You're so right. Thank you. You're so right. 27. 27. 28. 29. Thank you for showing me my place. Thank you. You are so right. I don't deserve to be a noble. I don't deserve to be a noble if I want to be treated like this. I'm no better than a servant. You can do whatever you want to me. I'm at your mercy. Thank you. What do you think you're doing? Just like that. Fuck. I forgot how wet spanking gets me. I haven't been spanked in forever. Slow down. Fuck. Yeah. Feels so good. Fuck. 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 Yeah, I'm right there. Just like that. Fuck. God, I forgot how wet spanking gets me. I haven't been spanked in forever. Mm-hmm.
chest. Feels so good. Fuck. Fuck.
Seems you can take control, but you can also relinquish it. That's really good to know. I get why the king and queen picked you to be on our staff now. You are very beautiful and you are a super rare find. I have a feeling you're going to fit in right after we finish all your training.